An Elegy to My Father. Carl John Clemens, born September 25, 1905, died September 16, 1986. Born on a Minnesota farm, you milked cows and picked corn and shocked wheat. You hated farming. As a boy, you walked 3 miles to and from school in the snow, uphill, both ways. When you were 15, you left home. Your mother cried. She waited for you to call. You never did. You had 9 brothers and sisters, all with the same Clemens nose. Your sisters all looked like you in a wig. Mom was 17 and you were 27 and still a virgin when you married. You were 43 when I, the youngest of your 5, was born. You were tall and upright, with wire-rimmed glasses and clear blue eyes and steel-gray hair. You smelled of Old Spice, Vitalis, and Listerine. In Sonora, you were a store owner and a city councilman, a big fish in a small sea. But things happened. You lost your business, your family, and your pride. You paid your debts and left town. Never speaking of Mom again after the divorce, you told me not to either. You ate bottles of aspirin and rolls of Tums. When I was little and got sick, you rubbed Vicks on my chest and gave me 2 aspirin gum and stroked my forehead. Sitting on the edge of my bed, you cried when you told me the only time your mother comforted you was when you were sick. You taught me how to sew on a button, iron a shirt, and dust a banister. You let me put your donation envelope in the copper collection plate when you served Mass. You sang me German songs. You could touch your lower lip to the tip of your nose. You found quarters behind my ears. You laughed at your own corny jokes. You gave me crisp $2 bills, a ballerina music box, and a Chinese red lacquered jewelry case. We held hands when we went to Golden Gate Park, Fleischacker's Zoo, and Fisherman's Wharf, my triple-time steps keeping up with your long stride. We took pictures with your brownie. I have them still. You cooked double-thick lamb chops and new potatoes and canned green peas. You loved fresh crab, artichokes, asparagus, and French bread, and fudge, and rock candy, and combed honey. You wore a suit and vest, a tie, and your dark felt hat with 2 small red and black feathers in its brim. Your starched white shirt hid your muscles from working at the lumber mill and on the grapevine and from your years of delivering ice. The 10 Commandments, good judgment, and common sense directed your life. You offered your arm, walked on the curbside, and tipped your hat. You were the first to stand up and the last to sit down. You held chairs, doors, and umbrellas. You read Look, Reader's Digest, and the Saturday Evening Post. For 15 years, you ran a 5 and dime on Haight Street. I worked with you every summer from the time I was 12 until I got married. You taught me to make change, stock shelves, and take inventory, to sweep the floor, run the register, and watch for shoplifters. You taught me loyalty, and you taught me honesty. You also taught me the cost of security. After work, we drove home along Stowe Lake, counting the rabbits and squirrels. When I got my permit, you let me drive, even though I scared you. You hated the summer of love, throwing buckets of cold, dirty mop water in the goddamn dirty hippies as they slept against your shiny red-tiled storefront in the early morning fog. You resented their freedom, sexuality, and values, and detested their music, drugs, and panhandling. When the hate, along with the world, changed, you closed your store, locked its doors, and again left town. When I was 15, you locked me out of the house. I was out with the boys. You told me to pack my bags. I had to go back to Carlene's. I cried. You let me stay. On my wedding day, you walked me down the aisle. You taught me to dance that day. You weren't fond of my husband, but you loved our babies. You cradled and tickled and kissed them. You fed Matt his first watermelon and John his first ice cream. We played cards and cribbage, and you taught my sons to play too. They were easy to beat and fun to cheat, and you laughed when they caught you. At the movies, during the nude scene, well, it wasn't even really a nude scene. She was standing at the second-story window and slowly lifted her sweater off over her head while the cowboys watched from below. You were so startled, you threw your popcorn and Coke all over the people in the row behind us when you tried to cover your eyes, your false teeth flipping out onto your lap. You tried to fix the living room door when it was sticking at the bottom. You sanded it again, and sanded it some more. Then you sawed it. When you were done, it was an inch and a half too short at the top. You rehung it anyway, embarrassed whenever anyone mentioned the gap. When you cut off your toe with the power mower, you went back to the push mower. Blood made you faint. Alcohol made you sick. Arrogance made you mad. You had no sense of direction, none, consistently missing the same turnoff three times in a row. At your surprise 75th birthday party, you cried in the doorway of Sonoma's Depot Hotel. For your 25th wedding anniversary, you had your tiny 1852 gold piece made into a pendant for Marie. You asked me to give it to her, knowing you wouldn't make it until then. You had cancer, and it had spread to most every part of your body. You could no longer walk, eat, or turn over by yourself. When the black-robed priest appeared at your doorway to give you the last rites, you blurted out, "Oh, shit!" and ducked under the covers. For a man who seldom swore, it was oddly funny that these would be your last words. 3 days later, just before the early light, you took your last breath. They drove your body away in the back of an old brown station wagon. We got to say goodbye. You got to say you're sorry. I got to say I love you. I have your Kodak brownie, your pearl cufflinks, your rosary beads, and your felt hat with the small red and black feathers. Your things remind me of you, the best parts of you, and remind me of what I had. Your daughter, Catherine Clemens Sevenoe.